Couple more ROs about the previous sugya, but without really being ma'ayin too much, and then move on to the next Mishnah. The Rambam, there's one aspect in which the Rambam seems to disagree with all the other Farshim when it comes to this, or all the other Rishonim who take his derech. Remember, we had these Ibayas at the end. Who was it again? It was well, I mean, Rav Amir of Nachman, and then Amrli Ravina the Ravashi about Kisvu Shliach. We recall the Rif understood the Machlokes, could they bring it themselves, and it was not so inherently connected to what happened until now. And the Rambam and Rashi and the Ravid understood that the question was a direct continuation of what happened until now. Do I mean to be responsible to write it and rewrite it if it's lost until the shliach brings the Torah, or do I mean they're only responsible to write it till they hand it off to the shliach and then they're done? And if the shliach loses it, tough luck on them, or tough luck rather on the couple. The Rambam has one aspect which is a little peculiar. When the Rambam brings down the Sibaya, really, when the Rambam brings down the whole thing, he said, in the second parak, Habal Shevi Amar Lichtov Get Lachtam Get Bottel Get Acher Get. In a regular case of Kitzvutznu, he doesn't mention both cases of Gemara about a mistake that's Bottle Potel, right? Bottle Potel, of course, a mistake. Bottle means a mistake that is. Ma'akim da raita, possible means a mistake, the path of the drabanan. And then our Gemara says, never, but if he gets lost, he doesn't mention getting locked there. And likewise in Halacha Tet, Amalam Abal Kisru, Chisnu, Tnula Shliach, Laholachla, Kafnu, Kafnu, Nasnu, Shliach, but Nimsa get buckle of possible. Again, he mentioned the mistake, buckle of possible. Ain't Kotan Acher, Ash, Kavaval, they can't write another one. They do, then it is a topic. So he only mentions the case in the Gemara of finding a fake in the get. He doesn't mention the case in the Gemara of losing the get, which is very remarkable. I'm not sure that I fully understand why he just leaves out all the nevad parts of the Gemara. And but the one thing that they do ask on him is there's one point that seems a little illogical. If he says kitvu utnu l'shliach, and they find, right, let's just say, what is it, kitvu l'shliach, right? We're forgetting about the rest now. We're going according to all the other Rishonim to say the suffix is, are they only responsible for the hand of the shliach, or no, they have an extended responsibility to make sure that she gets divorced in the end. So what are the two cases? So one case is if it's nevad bidei hashliach, then three shonim say that's good for the suffix. On the one hand, they did what he said, kiss with shliach. So look at it. On the other hand, maybe the tirchud du chayish, he really wants them to take responsibility to that she's divorced. He just didn't want them to have to do a lot of tirchah, but they're right, please, of course. So what do the Shaar Rishonim say? They say this is the suffix. What if Nimsa Tavos Bixtiva Haget? Then it's pretty popular. This is what everyone asks on the Rambam, the Meiri asks on the Rambam, etc. Then it's be popular. Then, postman owed get, Yivadai lo asu shlichutan. Right? He told him to write it. And what do you mean, write it? He didn't tell them write a kaspa. He told them to write it. So they didn't write anything. Yeah, and of course, they didn't do anything. Yeah. What's peculiar about the Rambam is that the Rambam never discusses it gets lost and only discusses the case when They find a mistake in the bottle of puzzle, and he says something. And this is what drives everyone crazy in the Rambam, right? Why, yeah, at least the important point, why globally leaves out never the soul of Jeff, it is a mystery that I have not felt. But why, at least in this particular point, why is this a topic? If they didn't write it properly, then they didn't do kesu, they wrote a kafa, then it should be pacha, they can write it again. What are the who cares if you told them write it, if you told them write it, give it to a shliach, told them write it, give it themselves? They didn't write it. They wrote a nonsense paper, not a get. As I said, I've never told you write a kafa. This is very peculiar. Everyone asked the question of why is it? Right, everyone's question is, but the Vadai, they didn't do Kitvu Get. They did. And just the Docha, the Meiri here, I don't know if it was on the Korah, he said, must be told over in the Rama. He could never have said such thing. Okay, I mean, you can always say he's a toast over in the Rama, but if you don't have actual evidence to back that up, then it's not believable. Says the Meiri, it must be a Tosofer in the Rambam, and he never said it. Says the Beis Shmuel, that's the main portion on the Shulchan Aruch and the Ezer, he said the Rambam must have meant Nevad. When he said that the bottle of puzzle, he meant Nevad. What did he mean by that? Not that they made a mistake in writing it. Then, of course, they write again. Rather, what the Rambam meant is that after they gave it to the Shliach, an accident happened to the guest that made it possible. Which is basically, in other words, say not that he lost the guest, but that, I don't know, he stole ink on the guest, he got waterlogged, he got part of it ripped off, etc. One second, pardon. So he says that the Rambam only meant if they thought they, if they wrote a get kosher and it was damaged beyond shliach, meaning the Rambam is the same as everyone else. The stuffing is only if it's lost. But for some strange reason, instead of saying lost, the Rambam says it's sound possible puzzle, assuming we don't understand that what he meant was not that it's regular possible puzzle, that would get damaged beyond shliach. Hard to imagine that's the Rambam. I mean, these demonstrate how desperate the Rishonim and Achronim are, but it can't be that they're shot in the Rambam.
Couldn't you all say someplace else that then they wrote, they found it to be puzzle after they wrote it? They wrote it, they didn't write a puzzle get. They wrote it as a kosher get. And when they finished that, you could say that they finished their shlichus. They can't do anything more. And in that case, that's already, you have a potential. Is that true or not true?
I don't remember all the names. That the Havamina of Rav Yitzli Bar Shmuel Bar Marta before Rabba talked to Rav Yitzli Bar Marta said they wrote it. They thought it was kosher, obviously, so they finished their shlichus. But Rabba says to them, what do you mean? He told them to write a get, and even though they thought they were writing a get, they were really writing a kafa. So, lekor, what you have to say, I mean, the shot of the Rabba roll, they put them statement. You don't, you know, it's still a big finish. But what you have to say is that the Rambam here is a big fish. When do we say he told him write a get, not write a kafa? When he says kifu utnu yourself, which is the case in there. When he gives them a job of kifu utnu, that means write a kafa, get, and give it. When he only gives them a job of tsiva, obviously it's a suffix. We're not sure if he meant to only take this one, a suffix it out, right? He didn't mean suffix. What is it? When he says kifu utnu means Kitvu get kosher, right? Even before we know, you know, it also means, and give it to her, obviously. Kitvu get kosher. When he says just kitvu, without new, when he says just kitvu, without new, no, it just means a maisa kiva biyama. That's what the Rambam had in the whole. The reason why everyone didn't jump on this originally is because the big fish can start. But the Ram obviously is the whole that when does our Gemara say kisbu means kisbu get and not kisbu chaspa? We say kisbu soon. What is in the context of doing the whole job it means to do it right. When he gives them the whole job, he means do it properly. When he only gives them half the job, he says kitzur, but then give it to a shliach, which we think might mean just to see that don't care about the mesina, right? It's something that it means that they don't care about the mesina, as the Rambam says. He just means do a maisa, a maisa. Again, why that is the big finish, this whole Rambam, this aspect of the Rambam is very serious. In fact, he's like Rashi in the right, and there's a different church in the rift. That makes that fine. But it's a little bit serious because psychologically, I don't know if I would have said that. I would have said, if I tell you Kitlu, no, I mean write a valid get. I tell you Kitlu and let someone else do the tune, but I mean write a valid get and let someone else do the tune. But the Rambam apparently thinks that what I mean by Kitlu depends on the context of the Kitlu. If I want you involved in the whole process, I mean do it right. If I only want you involved in part of the process, Milut, you're not accomplishing a dirushin anyway. I just keep doing my fixiva. But big finish, and this is definitely one of these cases.
I mean, maybe you couldn't use the get then because it's not the shema then.
Couldn't find a better shot. One second, what did you say, Joel?
I said then he couldn't use that get even with the evid because it's not written the shema.
No, it's written. It's written the shema. He tells them to write the shema. He just tells them to do
what? He's not miscovering the garish, but.
No, it's miscovering the garish, but. He's miscovering the garish, but. He's not telling them write a defective yet. He's telling them write a debt, assuming it'll be effective. He's assuming it'll be effective. He's just not thinking that it'll be effective.
I know this is a bit darker. If you say it could do this anew, like write or give, does it have to pay
the. Yeah, I think that's too hard there. Yes. Okay, so this Rambam is still a little mysterious. I'm going to leave the Rambam for now.
So at the end of the, he distinguishes, he gives his distinction, but he says, but there's an assumption that the Rambam doesn't hold it, that Jews are guilty by a shlichus. If a kisru with news is in a shlichus, it's just, it's not shlichus, and therefore you have to have a little bit more room to.
Okay, I'm not sure exactly what you mean yet, because okay,
now I have he holds the Rambam is that the shlichus are getting one.
Yes, and other than if you don't shlichus, they should be able to write as many times as they want with or without shlichus.
So
I have to see it inside. Okay, anyway, I think we'll move on and have to leave the Rambam a little bit for Turkey. Ion, I just want to make one more ha'ara, something interesting that just like it. Food for thought in a few sugyas here, the totals here. Is there any case of kitzur utnu where you say other kitzur utnu and we have a problem? At first, Rabbi Yisrael Marta thought, yeah, if I tell you guys kitzur utnu and you write it wrong, you're stuck. You can't write it again. But no, we say you can't write it again because I told you write it again, not write Dominique. Then the Rabbi thought that if I tell you kitzur utnu and you write it again and lose it, then we're in trouble. Because once you wrote it, you're also shlichus to say, no, I told you to write again and give it. You haven't given it yet. Then you haven't done your shlichus. You can still write it again. So is there any case of kitzur utnu, not kitzur utnu, shlichus, any case of kitzur utnu, which would still be a problem? So says Tosfos, yeah, different rational kosher, nearer the reading. Hey, because this, by the way, the local mind says this written. This Tosfos is very influential. Well, I said, Nira Lari, Heikh Dolom Nevar Aget Elishim Supakim Boanatha Ketikon Imlav. They didn't lose the get, but they're mistopic if it's kosher or not. The Ein Lasso to Achir, they can't write a second get. What if they write a get? It's a thought. What if they just don't get? It's a thought thing if it's kosher or not. They can't write another get. Why? Very often, they lose the Emu Kacher. Because Luya, if it's kosher, they already wrote a kosher get, and they have no authorization to write a second one. So these something, they can't write another get. They got told Lama to also have a last of the year, so she yates them in a something. Therefore, you should tell the husband, as the husband said. Nowadays, even nowadays, the sofer, when he writes the get, sometimes they say, hey, careful they are, he has to start again. And sometimes they stop it, I think, you know, that we don't know how to evaluate it. So that's why the husband always has a script of what they do in Gittin nowadays. The husband tells the sofer to write, you know, as many Gittin as he wants, or, you know, the until, you know, the the best in a proof set. Okay. Here, this post brought up big literature in the Achronim. There are many reasons one could object to this post. Right? What did Tosfos say? What about death? Sheyesh bo safek psol. So says Tosfos. Right? E after lichto get acher. Your son. Are there any solutions? Why might you? So, Joel, can you just mute yourself? Because there's a lot of background noise until you're ready to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The what is the Shatrachla suggest the solution in this case? Says the Shatrachla, no problem. Just write another one and give them both. If you write another one, now the first one is something up and something buckle. Second one also might be buckle. It might be estimated to be buckle. But we might. The first one is kosher, second one is buckle. They already did the shlich. The first one is buckle. They didn't do the shlich. The second one is kosher. Just give them both. We might have dropped that. The solution of the Shatrachla and brought down in the Potkin, etc. One is the Shatrachla. Lichto. Get Shani, the Lothes, Shnehem, Mimanafshach. Because Mimanafshach, one of them is a get up. Okay. Postos sounds like he doesn't agree with Rafa. Now you could say, there's a big thing there. Maybe Tos also maybe you could do this. He just, you know, was not getting into it. But obviously, the simple shot of Tosos is that he was not saying the solution to Rafa, although he would have said, just write another one. So why would anyone disagree with the Shatrachla? Seems like a very, very good idea. So right here on our daf, we have the Yad Ramah, who disagrees with the Shatrachla, right? Found in the Chedushim Ksav Yad, whoever he is, it's published together with the Ritva, who some sort of common book with the Ramah, apparently. So he was both the Yad Ramah. Why would you disagree? Exactly. Why disagree? So I at short think I have a good reason to disagree because the Tosfos found that he disagrees with anyone affected the problem. Unless you want to be identified. They told also that there was a solution, just wasn't bothered to mention it. So the other thought that not we didn't get it. We didn't get it. It's hard to find in a soul. We didn't aid a checker. There's the other amount. Aid the checker. After all, he said, if they were authorized to do done, then they are not authorized to write a second get. And when they sign the second get, then they're being made a shekher. They're being made that this is a get that the husband asked them to write. And the husband didn't ask them to write this get. And therefore, you're not allowed to make a shekher. But the husband did want to divorce her. In the end, she's getting divorced and everything ends up working out. So he points out, you're not allowed to make a shekher, even if it worked out in the end. Even works out in the end, you're still not allowed to give it your sheker. He's a little masupik. Whether it is ka'avri alosane inami alidvar sheker terchat, he's a little masupik. If you give this kind of aid of sheker, like harmless aid of sheker, not only harmless, maybe it's helpful, right? Everyone's happy in the end. Both parties are better off after you give this aid of something aid of sheker. So he's a little masupik with the violent losane. Like not just the Ten Commandments, because who cares that it didn't hurt anyone, it makes everyone happy, it's only the shot there, or it's only a big Marfekar Terra. Maybe this isn't Losane. Losane is when you hurt someone through Eid Sheker. Yeah, you're just helping people through Eid Sheker, but it's only Marfekar Terra. But you have to stay far away from Sheker, even, and the Chorim, almost all the cases in Shas and Sheker, Terra, so certainly you have to stay far away from Sheker, even if it doesn't hurt anyone, but that's what care about that, obviously more people, but stay away from all cases. In any case, whether it's Losane, which is a big form of Losane, that harmless Eid Sheker Losane, or not such a big fish, or it's possibly even a harmless Eid Sheker, you know, a Sheker Terra. In fact, all the cases in the fourth paragraph to us with a doctor secretary for all paper, someone pulling a trick in bed, then that's harmless than really achieving justice anyway. And nonetheless, we're checking the terrified. Okay. So he said it is a problem of checker. Miko?
He's
saying the spying is the checker. When I find the second get, well, obviously, two people, I mean, when we sign the second get, we are testifying that the husband authorized us to sign this document on his behalf. And he might not have authorized us.
It doesn't say a sign in the get.
Okay, that's interesting. That gets into the whole sugya. Are you allowed to write a sign in the get? We paskin, not a sugya in our parent, we paskin that you're never allowed to write a sign in the get. So that's not going to help. What about, I guess you can think of a million clever solutions, but they're not possible. Hey, but here it's passing questions. Apparently, Sir Ross was not worried about me. We've got secretary in this case. And he, give me a second. Sir Ross was not worried about me. We've got secretary in this case. And Yeshua Ayin, why? It could be, although this is something that we're not really prepared to fully appreciate now, that it's hard for me to imagine. You could say there are many, but why? Is up or not for Aiden? Well, that's a little hard for me to imagine because me for the Kerterapak, at least it's right. It's hard to imagine the Rashi would say, yeah, you're allowed, we made an Aiden checker, but it's really helpful and doesn't hurt anybody. And that's the Makot between the Rashi and the Yad Rabbah, because me for the Kerterapak should really ask that. I'm reluctant to believe that he thinks there's no need for me for the Kerterapak to get full Aiden if you're a good guy. It may be that they could have to be arguing about whether this is called false Aedos or whether this is called true Aedos. Right? And here it gets very subtle. Is this false Aedos at all? What is the Yad Rabbah compare it to? Again, that's what I mean. Each of these little inyanim here gets into a whole sugya that we're not getting into. But he says, you know what it's like? Halama the Dome, Le'edim Shirosh, Giris Ponius Ishto, Vahok, Vidulosh, and Mate Bala, Osharosh, and Mate, the Idulosh, and Gersha, the Kavri, Losani, Nami, Alvar Shekhar Terpa. Let's say they saw her husband die and remarried. They testified to the divorce. They saw the divorce. They testified to the widow. So you got the right result. You know, I can give a lot of examples. We saw that that Morty borrowed $100 from Sam, and instead we testify that he damaged Sam $100. Okay, he's $100. I think that's wrong. Okay, that's a funny comparison though, because what would Rob say that? Here we're not talking about Almana and Grusha. We're talking about Grusha and Grusha. She's divorced, and they testify she's divorced. Where's the checker there? Now, there's a technical question. Which piece of paper is the piece of paper? But they're not saying a different story. They're saying the same story. They're saying that she's divorced. It could be, Morty?
Isn't it a something checker here, though?
Yeah, something checker is also up to them. Of course, something checker is also up.
According to the people who say that Spurs is subjective, why can't he say he's got your data and the stuff not which then follow?
Great question. The answer I'll say for now is that we never find Duffin on the solo partner for the man in Gibbershin. This question is only for the woman. So it must be that we don't say Duffin on the solo partner for the man in Gibbershin. Why? We'll get to it. Okay. It could be that the Machlokas here, what are they really testifying? Are they testifying about the Gerushin? Is a very fundamental question. Are they testifying about Gerushin? If they're testifying about the Gerushin, then the Shadrach was right. That's two different things, the same thing. They're just testifying twice. I'm allowed to testify twice, the same thing, right? If Morty borrowed $100 from Sam, I'm allowed to testify twice that he borrowed $100 from Sam. I'm not allowed to testify there were two separate $100. But I'm allowed to testify as many times as I want. So on the one hand, you got allowed to testify as many times as I want that Ruben's worth $5. It's okay, but the same date. You know, we're not coming back 3 weeks later. And saying it happened on a different time it happened. No, it's the same day. Why can I testify as many times as I want? I understand that the technical part of law is actually most done. In terms of the getting, but in terms of the age, I'm just testifying to the getting. So maybe there could be a son here.
If he invested billing. In this case, or do we know without clarity about what the Edom is doing?
Over the age of Sheker here is mitzad, they're creating instruments of viewer, right? They're creating instruments of viewer regardless. So coming there, it says the Ada is on the Gerishin. And maybe say that's true. They're just saying it twice. They're allowed to be made it twice. Again, the technical problem with Yodasha, but inside the Ada, you made it twice. Well, it could be the Yad Rama understand that the Ada is not on the Gerishin, the Ada is on the Chesbashel Star. Right, this is who is here 3 years ago we learned getting right. It's like all we talked about all year long, which is what the nature of Age of Star, the brother sort of his grandfather of Chaim, which you know I apologize that we're just sort of hinting at now. But if you look at Star as just a way of being made to certain facts through writing instead of speaking, in which case I'm made, the fact that Ruvi divorced Ruvi divorced Rachel. I made the Ruvi work Rachel. If I made it twice, the Ruvi work Rachel, there's no trust me to take her care of. If you view it as Adas on the story. Or if you look at his star, and again, this is the way Rachel said it, but I know we're not fully explaining it now because it's not really a sugi yet, but of course it will be later on. As just, no. The Adam are not testifying as what happened. The Adam are creating a text to show star. The Adam are just testifying that this is the Shtar, and then a Shtar takes on a life of its own. Again, if the Adas is really about the Chesed Shtar, then I understand the Adas Sheker. I'm testifying this is the Chesed Shtar, maybe it's not the Chesed Shtar. Then it's the Chesed Sheker. The Adas on the Garrison is not a Shtar of Adas Sheker, and maybe you could think, again, this is speculation, that the Rishon and her are arguing about the Yisrael of Chaim. Again, what's the fantasy story when I write a to Adam sign a star that Yehuda owes, borrowed $1 million from Chaim, that Yehuda borrowed $1 million from Chaim, are they just the same as testifying about Peggy borrowed $1 million from Chaim, just they have to be writing instead of speaking? Or, no, this is not a regular Edus, this is a special thing called Chesed Star, and really, they're testifying, we don't know whether Yehuda borrowed $1 million from Chaim. After all, they actually signed the star before he borrowed $1 million. They don't even know that, right? They even signed the star before the report brought up. They're not even necessarily there with the report brought up. They actually don't know. They're just testifying that this is a Chesed Shel Shtar. And a Chesed Shel Shtar is a new kind of Ada that that works in different tracks. If so, then if they're testifying the Chesed Shel Shtar is a Shtar Dayton Checker. I'm testifying that the Chesed Shel Shtar, and it isn't. If they're testifying about the story, well, they're testifying about the story. One time the testimony worked, one time it didn't. But either way, your testimony, it could be that the very deep stone here, which we'll have to discuss a lot this year, between the rock and the Abramat. But again, they don't say very much. This is my analysis.
Can we maybe they're only the Balam Ha'or, that they're only testifying on that some is Chayiv.
Yeah, exactly. That's another way for what I'm saying, that to use the lot of the bottom word that we'll see, what they're really testifying is that the husband da'a was to write this, the husband had da'a from his chayiv from the star. And then again, it's a shasmi to share. He didn't da'a from his chayiv from the star. He da'a from his chayiv from the star.
When we learned to break it down by what are the suffix on, like, is this something on the get or the suffix on the previous? I mean, if it says on the shlichus, then they cannot go back and rewrite it again. We see the suffix on the get, then write another get, two suffix get, and go
right back. Okay. But the problem is the suffix is not on the shlichus of Netina, the suffix on the shlichus of Tina, in which case, if there's a suffix on the shlichus of Netina, there's a suffix on the custom get.
No, but that's why they can't rewrite it. But no, that would be one of the reasons for the caveat. They say something on the shlichus of writing.
Well, according to the Rashba,
they know it looks okay. I have no problem. I'm still a shaliach. I'm calling the purpose. I can write another get and give it to you, and the two gets can work.
But you're saying you are. Well, you have to do some other problems. It's not the simple way of reading where I've also chosen to do done.
Yeah.
You're still a shaliach. Some other problem. You have to figure out what that other problem is, actually. But I hear I'm not eager to go there, so I'm not sure how to fill it in.
Yeah, so we make a distinction based off of, because in the reading the Rashba, they spoke about when they wrote the get, it's like when they could write it again. But the Mishnah Yana showed they both wrote that only after you gave it, and we're talking about this get. Are we making that distinction, like whether or not it's incremental versus like off.
Yeah, although I'm not sure how that's been explained there.
No, I mean, it ties into the...
It doesn't explain why, what
they were explaining the demons.
Yeah, okay, so let me get that in a second and hopefully address this.
Another hakira here, right, in general, is how we view the halos and suffix. Is it that we're not sure if it's kosher or suffix? According to the Rafa, Mela, it's either kosher or it's halal. According to Toso, essentially, we view it as din suffix. There are elements of kosher and halal, and therefore, the get itself is halal, it's a suffix get. And because it might be kosher, therefore, you don't have the authorization to write another one.
That's a big finish. It's the opposite of something else that I was gonna quote. Not sure that word up either. What you're saying is that it's both kosher and possible, and therefore I for sure can't write another one, according to Toso.
Or the topic is more a halos din topic, as opposed to word.
This is like they wrote like to say they're being a talk, okay, is it all right? So the Rav already likes to say that a shvatah, he claimed it was a ritva in Yoma, which I most certainly disagree with, but it's no matter. It's definitely a Rav without being a shvatah. It's definitely a Rav, not a ritva. The Rav says going to talk not talking against something like both Yoma and Laila. So same with Bego. I get that the talking kosher and talking dull is both kosher and possible. Therefore, is she not more of a get to dull? But they already, not they stopped into their sleepless. They already did have their sleepless, as it were. And therefore, they can't just sleep in the guest. They already did a partial sleepless. You view it as partly kosher, partly possible, not a suffix, then you say they already did their sleepless, explain Toto. I think that's a big fit when it comes to, I don't think they're upset about all things. Am I here? I just think it's too big of a fish.
Isn't that made the chakir the other way, that according to the Ramat Sayyid Shekhar, people disputed on the Gerishin, and according to the Rosh, we said it's okay, because you're trying to move the star past the get, and you just failed. Okay, that was
not sure what you mean. If they're being made on the Gerishin, and they just have to really force the light.
No, definitely. They're being made, they don't have the power. Both made in divorce. What does that mean? Didn't divorce. They want to divorce his wife?
Yeah.
It's not true. He doesn't want to divorce his wife. I mean, David didn't ever get
seen. Okay, I'm not sure if we're arguing semantically or not. But okay, let's talk about it later, because I want to move on. Me, 3 seconds, then I want to move on. No! You need a star in order to divorce.
Right.
The star doesn't necessarily have to be angels. You can use a star without angels, of course, also. But
you need angels to prove that other homogeneity is great.
But what?
Unless you need straight, you need to prove.
Yeah, you need to prove she was divorced, and therefore they're being made on the garrison.
But they can't do that. Aid is without a star. The happening that Aid is just on the garrison wouldn't work because how do you need a star?
No, what it means that Aid is on the garrison through the star. They're being made by the star on the garrison. If I'm being made on Zoom about something, I'm not being made on the Zoom. Zoom is just the way I'm being made. Yeah, they're of course being made through the mechanism of the star, but that's not the object of their ages. Okay, the other thing I just want to point out is Shilta Givorim. It's really the Riyad, right? The Riyad is the grandson of the Tokos Rid, and he wrote, as you know, what are we on the side about the Tokos Rid, which is a different book. It would, you know, have a copy of it. It's the Pitkeharit. Which is sort of summarized in Gemara with Halakha Maisa and the union where they affect all of the Maisa. His grandson does the same thing, Pisgiriyah. We have a whole book that shows the Gemara took greatest hits, highlights, and put it in the Shulchan Aruch. And everyone knows it's the Shulchan Aruch. They never published Pisgiriyah itself until, you know, 20 years ago or something. So the Shulchan Aruch quote the Riyadh, who says there's no problem whatsoever. Since he said Kitbu, you know, even if it's kosher, they have the right to, they are able to write as many gittin as they want, because until they give it, they haven't finished their shlichus. So instead, he said, he disagrees with Tokos fundamentally. He said, Kevon, the Amar Lahem, Hisvu, Utsnu, Yecholim, Lichto, Kama Gittin, Sheyirtsu, Ad. And he says, when the only problem they already did the Nesina, then you could say he was agree to it. you know, if you're gonna get, you always say those people. Oh, folks only meant the problem if they discovered the stuffing after the nesina. That was asking about. After the nesina, they finish getting loose, they don't even have a problem. Until the nesina, they get, even if it's kosher, they can write 30 gifts, and if they're in the mood and they have nothing better to do with their life. Because until they did the nesina, they haven't finished their shtipah. Based on what Rav Nachman said, which is, I didn't say it's a lot of people. Okay, why would we disagree with it? Right? Some of the people totally agree with it. The Rishpada, what they still agree with, they admit that there's a short red bas who disagrees. Impossible to disagree. Right? Again, you can only think of the grief, all these things, just didn't mention it. But the Shut Rabbah definitely disagreed. Look over there, arguing here about subtlety, about what Rav Nachman meant when he said kitfu tnu, meaning don't kitfu manku bichu saiku. The Riaz, what was the Makokat means to be? The Yisod, not the Yisod, but the how to interpret kitfu. Utsunu. He views it as a sort of one step, one thing. Kitfu utsunu. Do a ksiva nesina. Until you've done a ksiva nesina, you haven't finished your sleep, which you did one step, you didn't do ksiva nesina. So you write it up again to ksiva nesina. So he views it as sort of a one item, one item agenda. Do a kismu utnu get. If haven't been post-save the no thing, then a dying low asu shlichusa. That's how he interprets Rav Nachman, but I think the Rav Nachman would say, the reason that Riyad was there, it's still two steps. Oh, wasn't it the Havamina of Rava? There's two steps. Once they wrote it, they get lost too late. No, no, two steps of the relationship between them. It is still a two item agenda, which is do Kisfu, do a Kisfu, do a, let me see how to write this properly. Do a kitfu, which can lead to tnu, and then do a tnu. That's like a two-item agenda. Do a kitfu can lead to two, to two, and then do a tnu. Okay, well, once you did a kitfu, which is broiling the tnu, you wrote a get, and it's not lost. If it's lost, then you haven't done the first kit. If two items of the relationship between them, do kit boo, do tnu, meaning do a kit boo, which is brought for tnu, and do a tnu, that you get lost the kit, which is not ready for tnu. But if it's not lost yet, and therefore you said, if it's called a get, haroi linasina, or even something for linasina, asu, pushbusan. And that's why the advice that the reason possible folks disagree. So the question of what did technically, whatever not been meant when he said, well, if I said kids would do, even if you lost it, you could write again, because I mean do the whole process kids would do, then do a process of kids would do until you've done a process. You haven't done anything or not. Do two steps, but with a relationship between them. The third thing I want to do is I'm gonna apologize, not putting in the course, not on the
quick. Is this getting into Chetzi Dova?
No, I don't think so, because here we're not there. They're not made on the scene. That's just the question of whether they have the right to be kosher again. So in Siman Mem Tet, Tefkatan something, Tefkatan Gimel has a taina where he doesn't taina against Tosos. Again, it's always hard to tell whether he thinks it's really what Tosos is saying. He just tainas against everyone who seems to quote Tosos. He said, hold on a second, this is epistemological. Once you get into epistemology, you know we're all in trouble. Because epistemology is like quicksand. Yeah, once you get into it, you never get out. Epistemology, by the way, just means the branch of philosophy that studies the nature of knowledge. The So hold on a second. There's a suffix in the get. A suffix get is a chappa. A suffix get is a luckily not a good get. Right? So a suffix is a chappa. So therefore, they wrote a suffix get. So they took it only because they wrote a conquered get. But the rabbis have all kinds of stories why they don't like it. They didn't even say you were easy. You're please don't write another one. They point out the Ramah in Ezra Kochabes only said, if they were to get people of Kumbers about it, then they can't write another one to the process. And doesn't put the language of Tosfos that he's from the rush. If they were to talk to a topic, it's possible. Because Lemaisa, a topic get is halachically not useful. And therefore, what did he say? He says that no, a topic, a get, a topic psul equals chaspa because lemaisa it's not valid. And then the Sivas argues then right there in Simon Mem Tef Tefkatan Hey. Says, what do you mean? He says like this, let's say it's a suffix psul don't write stuff. We admit the Ram says something popular above a pulled rabbana is enough to do a new sleep up. Something pulled the right that is worth than a pulled rabbana. So for sure, something so is not a valid get. So what did the Nesiva say back? Because what do you mean? I know practically something pulled is not valid, but it might be valid. Right? It says the Nesiva back to no. Something soul equals. And therefore, 50% odd that Asher Shlichus son. So that's what I mean by epistemology. Yes, this is the question all of them. When you have a topic in din, when you have a topic, do you view that as sort of we don't know or we know that it's a topic? Says that so, we know that it's a topic. And from our perspective, a topic is just as bad as a badai. The wife's not properly divorced, and therefore it's no good. Says the Nesiva, not that we know it's a suffix, that we don't know. Is a suffix known or is a suffix not knowing is really the question here. For example, there's something called suffix hetzer yedia in Yoridea, where, like, I just don't know, but I don't really, like, have a suffix about it. I just, like, didn't bother to find out. So if I just didn't bother to find out, you actually call it a suffix. So the Nesiva says here, every suffix hetzer yedia. So basically, the yisod is how do you look at a topic? And lachor, we're talking about a topic in din here, I assume. Do we say, you know, it's a topic? Or do we say, you don't know what it is? If you don't know what it is, then maybe it's cultivated bottle. So if it's cultivated, you can't write another one. So you're stuck. But if you know it's a topic, then come on, a suffix get is a chaspa. A suffix get is not good for the wife to be able to remarry. It's not good for the husband to be able to proper himself from his obligation of supporting his wife, right? Give their suffix get, she can't remarry. These people have to pay for her living expenses. They haven't helped anyone. Okay, yeah, like if they have their bed, then they won't give her ski, they won't give her headache or something. But it hasn't actually accomplished anything. Okay, so then they seem to be having a very, very deep philosophical debate here. When we have a suffix, do we say we know it's a suffix and how good or bad is the suffix? Or do we say we don't know what it is? There are two possibilities, and let's explore each possibility. So let's explore each possibility. If it's kosher, fine. If it's kosher, this one's fine. You can write another one. If it's kosher, then this one's no good. You can write another one. Either way, we don't know what to do. And if don't, then no, that suffix is considered like kosher for our purposes.
And you give the get. So is it just a chumra that it's not good, or is it not no get?
It's a good question. They're all talking about suffix, the arises generally.
Another possible means that we use
it. I'm not using it from doctor. They're really talking about something buffalo. Okay, so we'll leave this for now. This is a very, very complex, issue. And just to be fair, maybe they're arguing about philosophy, maybe they're arguing about psychology. So if people say something, you know, what do they mean? Do they mean sort of I'll leave the emet and it's the suffix? Do they mean I'll leave it a usefulness to me? And therefore the suffix, it's worthless. So maybe there's an argument in psychology. When I say write a get, do I mean write a get theoretically, or do I mean write a get practically? If I mean write a get practically, then a suffix is a chaspa. If I mean write a get theoretically, then a suffix is a suffix, and we don't know if we do what I said or not. Okay.
The opposite of what Sam said before.
Exactly. That's the opposite of what Sam said before. We do a photo. Okay. Anyway, these are just some interesting things that come up, and now I think we're ready to go on.
Why don't you just destroy the get?
So all the acronym argued is the big machlokes acronym. I'm trying to remember who said it. Maybe the get fucker, someone said, I have a solution that's better than all the solutions. Burn the get. Now it's nevad, and the nevad is the fourth in the Gemara that you can write another get. Right? So that's the fourth solution, just destroy the get. And then all the acronym said, well, basically we're dying for everyone until now that there's no solution. So they all come up with this chiddush. These are the first ones done within towards getting, and they say, you can't destroy the get, because if you destroy the get, then that is a bittul shlichus. Because if I tell Shlichus to do something and he destroyed it, then he's undoing his shlichus, because he's showing that he doesn't want it, that he's refusing to do kind of shlichus. So no one really has a good answer to that. Why not let someone else do it? Unless you get the problem of, no, if they even tell someone else to do it, that they did it. If someone else does it without their permission, then, you know, then it's the same thing you get weird with it. Anyway, it's a great question. It's a big finish. They seem to say if they even tear up the get or burn the get, then they are rejecting their shlichus, which is a finish. But that's what the acronyms say here. If you look in some Kochah Beis and Ibn Ezra, all the acronyms say that. Okay. So why do Benjamin burn it, not the Edom? Okay, at a certain point, I'm not sure. Let me say, no, because if Benjamin burns it, they're going to end up burning in cooperation with the Edom and be in cahoots, and then it'll be with the Edom or not with Shlicha. Okay, it's a good question. Maybe they can. Let's go to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. A woman who sends a shlich to Kabbalah needs two sets of edim. Two edim who saw her appoint the shlich to Kabbalah, and two edim who saw the shlich to Kabbalah received the get and tear it up. Right? The assumption here, is that the get is torn off. That's why you can't produce the get. So then, rather, you need two sets of edim. The Edom say she wanted to go to Kabbalah, but they have no idea if he received it. The Edom say he received it, but they don't know if he was going to Kabbalah. So two sets of Edom is okay. And it doesn't have to be literally two sets of Edom. Even if it's one set of Edom, they're the same or it's half the same, meaning Reuben and Shimon saw, or Reuben and Shimon saw, and then Reuben and Levi saw, that's all okay. All right, what the Chiddush of Afilu is, the big machlokas here. Is the Afilu a halachic Afilu or just a linguistic Afilu? The Ramban says, no halakha afilu, it's not really a chiddush, even if they're the same. It's possible if they're the same, it's better if they're the same, being a dumber dumbing. It just means we said two sets of edim, which is a lot of people, but it can even be less people. Not in the halakha chiddush, it's just a linguistic chiddush. Said two sets, you know, sort of like there's a historical prophet here with our Rabbi. There's a mesorah that can make you the edim, and then, not that there anyone would really think they have. Different, but just to clarify, we say you don't actually shake anything in Spain. Not that there's any halachic kiddush there. Tosfos is not like this. He said about the halachic kiddush. What's the halachic kiddush? The Dovah said the halachic kiddush is even though you might say, come on, what are the odds that the same Edom saw everything? You're suspicious and you think they're lying. You might as well think it's suspicious and you suspect them of lying if they happen to see everything. Keep in mind, generally, the Kabbalah comes from another town. We don't spend a lot. It could be there just in two places at the right time. Okay, in any case, that's not the interesting part. The interesting part is the Adrava of the Mishnah. What do you mean it's good even if they're the same? Adrava, the real Mishnah, is good even if they're different. Because if they're different, they seem to be violating a pasuk, which says, which every time it darshins in Baba Kama Dav Ayin and Baba Vasar Dav Nun Vav. The doctrine in a different way. The dark then. So they are totally different, but they definitely say they struggle. So that's the question. Post and all the Rishonim. Why isn't there a problem if they're two separate agents? They're each being a chati davar. Because after all, a pointer shlis b'kabbalah is nothing unless somebody is shlis b'kabbalah. A guy being a kabbalah is nothing unless he's a shliach. So it's chati davar. That's the machlokas. Rishonim here how to answer.
Board?
What?
Anybody took the board?
Yes.
He got the board. Okay. Yeah. How to answer the question of chati davar. Now, here it gets a little tricky because there's two tanaim in the chati davar. The two tanaim are the chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. What case do the chachamim and Rabbi Akiva argue about? The field. And what case do they not argue about? Shtei Tzaros, exactly. So here we have the remember last year, right? Pesach Gimel Shana. Whoever was in YU, whatever campus, right? How whatever Derek you learned Pesach Tabachim with, you remember that you need aid in that you're on the land for 3 years in order to win. You have two Adim on 1 year, two other Adim on the second year, and two other Adim on the third year. Right? That is the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim say that it's Chatur. Rabbi Akiva says that it's Potel because it is Chati Davar. What case of Chachamim Gemara says, and what does Chachamim do with Davar? What if you have two Adim on Sara the Gaba and two Adim on Sara the Kresa? Kresa is stomach, means front, Gaba means back, meaning a girl or a boy for that matter is only a gadol or dolo with a shei saros, two pubic hairs. I mean, you need agents to prove they're shei saros. I mean, not in a normal, regular life, but if some weird case would come up, then it'd be a tackle case or something. So, two agents we saw here in front, two agents we saw here in back, that everyone agrees is Potel, both Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, why? Rabbi Akiva makes perfect sense. Anytime you're only saying half of the Edus, it's no good. The Chachamim distinguish, there are many, many different opinions as to what the Svara of the Chachamim is. What the Svara of the Chachamim was valid. One second. I apologize. And Akiva says possible. The Chachamim say Kafter possible. Why is one case Kafter, the other case possible is a famous machloket. And how does that affect here? So what is the famous shita of Tosfot? Anyone? Exactly. Tosfos is at least in many places, right? Tosfos says, "Kol mashter yichol liros b'osa shah." Right? What's the difference when it comes to shtayish? They didn't see everything there was to see at the time, right? So they could have looked more at the time, but when it comes to year one, year two, and year three, they saw whatever was there at the time. Okay, they didn't see the past; they didn't see the future. How they're supposed to see the past? Sure. So that's the difference. Kol mashter. What's the lashon of Tosfos in Baba Kama? Rob Kamashi Yucholim Liros Baosa Shana. Okay, as opposed to the rip. Right? Is that a machlokes thing? Yes, Michal?
Is this like really hypothetical? Like, can you just turn the
kid
around the thing?
Look
at both sides.
Exactly. And that's the problem. They didn't see what they could have seen.
Can you check now?
What?
Or can you check now?
Because she committed a capital crime 2 months ago, and they thought 2 months ago, we want to know if she's a gadola then, so we should kill her or something, or whatever, you know, come up, whatever case you want to say. You know, she sold real estate, whatever, meaning we want to know if she was a gadola then, not a gadola now. Okay, so, says This is the sheet of Tosfos in Tosfos in Bava Kamma and the Balamor. We can see the Balamor, but Tosfos and the Balamor both say the Shita. They're the main people. And I mean, some Bala Tosfos are spawned. Maybe the first Bala Tosfos says here, Ra'u Kol Shahayu Yecholim Liros Ba'otza Shah. While in the case of the Ishtei Edom, Lo Ra'u Kol Ma Shahayu Yecholim Liros Ba'otza Shah. As opposed to the Rit, what's the Rit Shita? There are many Shitas. I can call them what the Rit Shita. That's how it's called.
Not a great use. It's,
no. What does the Rit say? Tosfos quotes the Rit. Not always the Tosfos quotes the Rit. Rav Alpes Pirish, he says, because in the case of 3 years, it's theoretically a Dabar Shali. Why is it theoretically a Dabar Shali? Let's say the Edom would come and say that Simcha ate Aryeh's fields for 1 year. So if we have three on 1 year, three on the second, three on the third year, simply get the fields. What if there would only be three Edom that he ate for 1 year? What would happen? Remember from last year? Right, he wouldn't get the field and have to pay Aryeh back the payers of 1 year. Now there are 3 years, he's not paying back any payers because he gets the whole field. But theoretically, it would be a Dabar Shalim, not a Dabar Shalim that now is also happening. If it's a Dabar Shalim that now is also happening, then of course that's fine. Tweeting that's fine, Dabar Shalim, and then tweeting that's something else, and then tweeting that's something else. Here, it theoretically would have been a Dabar Shalim. Now it's not a Dabar Shalim, because it's a third of simply getting a field and owing nothing. But if you, it would have been a Dabar Shalim by not getting the field, which is not a hit, it's not anything, but Simcha owned Aryeh $10,000 for a year worth of heroes. So that's the risk. This is theoretically could have been Dabar Shalim L'inyan Tashlume payroll. While once they are, is never. Can't possibly double shovel. Can't be a double shovel at all. Okay, that's the risk. Derek. The Rimi Gaf, actually, and there are many other Derek, I didn't bring them all there. The Rimi Gaf at a very Mechodesh Derek, which actually, you know, the riff isn't part of the riff. Okay, there's some people claim that that was a piece of mine and said that at the end of the flight. Says the Rimi Gaf, there's many other people. He said something which is a little gawker, it doesn't really seem to have to do with the ego. He said, because 3 years are mitzari to Chazaka, and he says here, Gaba and Krisa are not mitzari. The Rimi Gaf is not really din in Edus. It's really just a din in faith. It's not a problem with the Edus. The Edus is fine. It's just one here with Krita, one here with Gaba. It doesn't make you a Gaba. The Gaba needs Shtei Tzaros with Makom Echad. But 1 year and 1 year and 1 year, it's Tzaros for Chazaka. Again, they have to be consecutive years. He said, if two Edom would say that you eat the field, Tafshin, Ayin, Gimel, two Edom say Tafshin, Ayin, Hey, and two Edom say Tafshin, Ayin, Chet, that would be like Echad Begabe, Echad Begresa. That'd be a Patsy Dabar, because they're each saying things that don't add up. But if two Edom say Tafshin, Pei Aleph, two Edom say Tafshin, Pei Beis, two Edom say Tafshin, Pei Gimel, then it is Mitzvah. So in the Rimi Gaf, it's not as in the Edom, it's in the end, which is why most people reject him. You know, you sort of say, what's a bit of a lundus here? Again, for the Chachamim, it's not really din and edus. It's just saying something's a retire, something's are not retire. Okay. What does that have to do with the word? I'll try to meet you up on the dollar.
Let's say one person saw here and saw there, it doesn't count.
One person
saw a hair here and a hair there, it doesn't count.
Exactly. That's the thing you got that. Even if it was the same agent with God, after we got the effort, the exactly. It's not a problem in the aegis, it's a problem in the content of the aegis. right? Afilu, he's very explicit about that. Correct. Not really in the egos. For the rip, it's a din in the ego. It's sort of a theoretical din in the Chesedical ego. Is this Chesedical ego called the Dovah Shalim? The answer is, even if right now we're not using this Dovah Shalim, theoretically there is a Dovah Shalim in this. In the ego, it's a din in the formal status of Ketza Shal Eva, while for Tosfo, now this is the debate in Tosfo, the Tosfo in Tosfo, when they saw whatever they put that time. So many of the super Tosfo, it's still in formal status that it needs to be like a, let me say this a little better. It's a din in the Tosa of the Eidos. It needs to result in a stock of a dover. The only difference is where Akiva says it needs to actually result in a stock of a dover. The Bible says as long as it can theoretically have results in a stock of a dover, that's good enough. According to Tosfot, either way, it's not a dover. Here it seems to be a reyata in the, it's a reyata in. What do you mean? You said you checked, but you didn't see what there was to see. You didn't even bother to look. If I said, look, I saw everything I could see, but you know what? I wasn't there yesterday. I'm not there tomorrow. What can I say? I did everything I could. There's no way to be your ethos. If you say that, however, oh, I checked the front, I didn't check the back. So why didn't you check the back? So either you're a liar or you're just someone who's very, very careless and not paying attention. Either way, it's a way of the ego. It's the dover, not the dover in terms of the results of the ego, the dover in terms of what you saw. Did you see what there was to see? Did you see everything you should have seen? Or did you not see anything you were to the results of your ego? Meaning, it seems to be very fundamental. Is ego results oriented? Or is ego just fact oriented? Okay, right, so you didn't see the fact. You didn't see the fact that you should have seen. Okay, that's the big my focus. Bez, Tosov, and Baba Kama. Let's go back to our case. Why is our case not a problem of Dabar Vlochati Dabar? So, how about the Mishnah and Gittin, the Chassam of Gimel and Beis? Why is it a problem of Chassi Dabar? So, Bez, Tosov, and Baba Kama. No problem, not problem. They saw whatever there was to see at that time. At the time he made Mishnah the Kabbalah, it was a month before he received the get. As he received the get, it was a month after. It's exactly like the 3 years. It's exactly like the 3 years. So says Tosfos and Baba Kama. Tosfos and Baba Kama. Kechachamim, our mission is according to Chachamim, Lefi. Tosfos and the Balamor, obviously Tosfos and the Balamor, Tosfos says like me. It's like the common word, Tosfos and the Balamor. He saw whatever they could see at the time, at the good quality ego. The fact that they weren't around a month later or a month earlier is not a big deal in their nemonis. Of course, it's not enough for the red, because saying that you point to an ego, an aid, Makabal, the get, is not going to make anyone pay anything or change anyone's status by itself in any of this. So it's not the Pasha. Okay, the Tosfos says it works according to me. And obviously works according to the Rimigash. Where the Rimigash is popular, it works. It goes without saying, right? Meaning, right? Micha, Micha come in. Or it also works perfectly. Micha come in. Let's see the Rimi Gash. Again, the Rimi Gash is not so mainstream, I admit. Of course, the Rimi Gash is perfect. The problem is they even never see the whole thing. You just have to see two things that can work together. Obviously, a point of living of all of us, living of seeing, can work together. That's the most popular thing in the world. Obviously, they're sorry. That you don't have to say they're sorry. That's just a natural process. Okay, but Tosos, there are two other answers, though. Tosos and Amrita, what does he say? He starts out a little funny. He says, the imtomer by a filadra hafi other lo hafi dabra vi yishlomar, etc. That's the imtomer. Lebrad yakiva da amaru mochet gilad dom lo hafi dabra heichem akhu in hafi shneki de idim. Tosman wants to get it to work for Rabbi Yakiva.
Hilton wants to get it to work for Rabbi Kanina. He doesn't want it to only work for Chachamim or Hilton Shane. Oh, I know how to get it to work for Chachamim because I'm better for it. But how do we get it to work for Rabbi Akiva? So our Hilton, now why Hilton wants to get it to work for Rabbi Akiva? He has to be better. He has to get it to work for Rabbi Akiva. So what is Hilton getting? It has a totally different approach. Says Hilton getting a filo the Rabbi Akiva. Nicha. Why? Because this is not a chatzidover at all. Why is it not a chatzidover at all? Because of the Gemara that we're about to read, right? Rahuna and Rafitha. What is Rafitha say? That, now again, we're close to reading the Gemara we're about to read in Kotos, not with Iraqi, which that's certainly fair. What Rafitha and Rafitha are arguing about, if you have Ede, what they call Ede Amira, right? Eden that the wife appointed Yehuda Shlith and Kabbalah. And you just holding the get, Rafitha says that's good enough. And Tosfos says, and pretty much everyone agrees, and even according to Rav Huna, if everyone's in the same town and Yehuda's holding the get, that's good enough. Rav Huna just had a technical problem, which we'll get to. If they're not in the same town. Right? He said a technical problem. Why would the husband give it to Yehuda when the wife's in town? If their wife's not in town, everyone agrees. So basically, at least in the normal case, where the wife's not in town, everyone agrees that if they're aiding that the wife on Yehuda, Yehuda's holding the get, that is good enough. That's good enough. So therefore, what we see, Ede Amira or another shelling. So as long as Yehuda's holding the get, the Ede Amira are enough. Right? This guy, the guy named Yehuda, we don't know anything about him. He's holding a get that says Reuven divorced Rachel. If there are two Edim who saw Rachel appointed a Shlichui Kabbalah, Rachel's divorced. Okay, so the Ede Amira are double shalom. And so it's pointed out, this is clear in the Gemara elsewhere, if the Ede Amira are double shalom, then we don't have to worry about the sentence of Edim. Once the Ede Amira are covered with their daughter, then it's pasha that the Ede Kabbalah Ukriya are pasha because once the Ede Amira are accepted, now the Ede Kabbalah Ukriya make her divorce. But the Ede does not hold it yet. He's not holding it yet. But the Ede Amira were accepted, and now the Ede Kabbalah Ukriya are also going for shalom. Because once we accept the Ede Amira, the Ede Kabbalah Ukriya are in divorce. Okay, so that's totally finished. The second half is not the finish, the first half is the finish. Filo Rekiva Nifa, De Ede Amira, Me'idin, Dover Shalem, Kevan, what's his last name? Shlosh Nemer Lo Tzrichi Ede Amira Le Ede Kabbalah, right? Kevan, De Hashlish Nemer. What do you mean, Shlich Neman? Right, Shlich means third party, right? The unit of third party. He's Neman to say she's divorced. As long as he is holding it, as long as he's holding it, he's Neman to say she's divorced. At one of their Ede Amira, then she's of Tosos against Rafi. We know this tomorrow, that Rafi does Ede Amira without Ede Amira, Tosos with Ede Amira. The Shlich Neman to say she's divorced. Therefore,
so the Shlich saying she is divorced or he's about to divorce?
No, she is divorced. So the Kabbalah, according to Rashi and Tosafos and Moshe Shalim. Don't bring in riffs and other things. The riffs. Right? Oh, don't give me everyone in there. Only people in the Makura sheet for now.
He's coming in back.
Okay. So now, Tosafos Bava Kamma doesn't like this, not one little bit. Right? What does Tosafos Bava Kamma say? How can you say the Ede Amira Dover Shalein? Because all you need is Ede Amira, then the Shlich is Naman. What do you mean? That's a Chatzi Dover. The Ede Amira do half, the Shlich is Naman the other half. He's a Dover Shalein. Oh, they're a Dover Shalein because once the Ede Amira testifies, then Yehuda's Naman and makes the and gets up to a fraction of Gershon. What do you mean? That's a chatzi dover. They are doing half of it, and Yehuda's doing the other half of it.
So this is that's why Tosfos of Kama rejected and Tosfos says, no, just give up on trying to get it to work harder. If I go back to Ro Kamasha Yuchon Liros, Be'osa Shah. So here we have a bit of Machloket. Says Tosfos in Baba Kama Cholek, the Kavan, the Ba'inan, right? What's the Lashon Tosfos of Baba Kama? He says, don't say that, right? give me a second. Bafilim on the Rosh Lashanam, she have the yadu, will shrik it immediately kabbal and come up with the charshnera, get the yadu, chati dover, who came into the inan, gam, they get the yad shlit, chati dover, who, what do you mean? It's still half. They're doing half, and Yehuda holding the get is doing the other half. They're not really accomplishing anything on their own. It's interesting. Maybe you could have defended it by saying, according to the Rif, although I haven't seen people go this way, according to the Rif, it's at least theoretically could be a double solid. It's good enough, and it's perfectly good for the Chachamim. And maybe you could sort of modify it and be for the Rif's Chachamim, although even so, that's the Chiddush. Because the Rif thing, theoretically, with no other evidence, it's a double solid. Here we're just saying, theoretically, with other evidence, it's a double solid. So it's still a big thing.
Isn't it fussy over when you have 18 here and 18 there? Here, the shlish isn't made anything. We just see it.
Aha. So that could be the machloket. That could be the... Here, it gets very, very tricky, I admit.
Here, that could be the machloket between what the machloket can cope and get into the Bavakam. It's very hard. Like, one just says one way, one just says the other way, and then, like, they just move on. What the machlokes between them, it could be that Tosfos didn't say, whenever you're Neman and you don't need more Eidot, that's the double shalom. And Tosfos says, no, whenever you're only Neman with other Raya, that's not a double shalom. Meaning, if you look at sort of the Eidot and other Rayos separately or together. Right, so it could be like what you saw in the Machloket. You know, here's Tosfos and Gittin. And here's Tosfos and Baba Kama. You know, what are they arguing about? They might be arguing about Tolkien, Bidin, Kathi, Dover. What does Tosfos and Gittin say? Tosfos and Gittin says, no, there's Hokakos and there's Eidos. There's Hochakos and there's Eidos, right? Eidos Lachod, Hochakos Lachod. After all, there's a lot of ways to prove a lot of things. And you might have heard that anytime Eidos are made, you need to know other facts for their testimony to be significant. Go back to the 3 years of, let's say, two Eidos, so all 3 years. So Chazak came with Taina in a Chazak. The guy's alone with Taina, or else he's going to lose. Even testify, we need a certain amount of background information to make their testimony significant. Otherwise, you know, again, two Adam testify that a woman committed adultery. We need to know she's married, right? So the fact that there's some other information going on here, Adam Bukhod, and what do you mean by that? Even if the Eidos is only significant Bitzera Hokakos, as long as it's not, as long as you don't need more Eidos, it's an Eidos Davar Shali. Okay, maybe that's what Tosfos says. Even though you need other proofs, this Eidos only Davar Shalei if you who's holding the get. The case in our mission, you is actually not holding the get, right? It's torn up pieces. It's only going to be holding the get. But that's okay. Eidos sometimes only significant if you know certain facts. As long as not missing other Eidos, that's the Davar Shalei. And Tosfos of Kama would say, Hokakos are Eidos and Hokakos are one framework. and therefore an edus which needs other ochakos to make it significant is a chaki dover. I think that's one way of analyzing the mitzvahs by the comment of the Gittin. Doesn't every edus need certain background facts? Let the answer be positive. No. If the edus needs certain background facts that are known to the public before the edus even happens, then those facts are already granted. And there are other shalom. But if the edus is missing facts that haven't happened yet, at the time that, you know, at the time that we're made, that you appointed Yehuda Shlith the Kabbalah, he wasn't holding the guest. And as a matter of fact, we don't know who he's holding the guest. The edus missing other factors are not, if these factors are problem, then they're other shalom. If the edus need help from other factors that are not in the Kabbalah, then it's a copy of the government. So it could be a relation to the aid of another Hokkaus. Or, in part by the first given, it could be that maybe Kolkin Bidin Nemanu Shlish. Maybe they're arguing about the Nemanus of the Shlish. What does it mean that the Shlish is Neman? Right, what do we mean by the shlish is neman? Let's say everyone agrees. If the Eidim, right, let's go back to this Torah Gittin that I put in brackets, that's the Nestiva, by the way. He says, Komatus of Chitlin and Mana to Eidim, old the Nemana shall acher, Mikri Dusan shall Eidim Chati Dover. The Mali starts with Chati Dover, Shane Shane Eidim, O Echad. He said, if they're missing other people, testimony, if they're missing other people's testimony, then that's a copy dover. If they're just missing looking at the facts, that's the dover shalom. And what the now again, the Nesiva is only saying one. I don't explain Tokus Gittin. What did the Nesiva say for Tokus Gittin? Says the Nesiva, that's the Torah Gittin. He says that it's a dover shalom because, let's say, Nemanus Lechud and Udok Lechud. There are facts, and there's Nemanus, and there's people, and there's taking people's word. People's word can sometimes be too aided, sometimes there's other reasons to be mamin. And what does he say? He says, in this case, all you don't really need Nemanus Shliach. Right? In this case, the Eidim don't need anyone else's testimony to help them. Don't need the money for the Shliach. Don't need the Shliach to testify. The Eidim say, the Yamira first pointed out that Yehuda was a Shliach with Kabbalah. So Yehuda says that he speaks against it. So isn't that a Chati Dover? Because they need his demonist to combine with their demonist. They said, no, this is Tokus what she taught them, that we read. Tokus Dibur Amach, so Shlish Neman, that what does Tokus say? Why, if Yehuda is holding the get, do we believe, why Yehuda is holding the get? And he said, remember, what's the gate for Huna Rebetha? If our follow is because of Shlish, only gave her the husband said, he only gave Yehuda the get as a because of. Ah, he thought he didn't work, but. And Yehuda says, what do you mean? You gave it to me to Shlish? Why did Yehuda win according to Tokus? According to Tokus, did Yehuda win because he is believed? Because we believe him more than the husband? So you believe he's telling the truth, the husband is lying? Is that what Tokus says?
No.
Or does Tokus say something else?
We agree that he.
Tokus does say he was bad. What? And therefore? Again, Rav Chisda, right? Isn't Rav Chisda? Says Rav Chisda that Shlish is Naaman, right? Let's review again. To Adam, that Rachel made Yehuda Shlech LeKabbalah. Yehuda's holding a guest. The husband says, I just gave you the get to watch for a second. I was just going to the bathroom. I said, hold this get for me. And now you're ripping me off, you evil liar. And Yehuda said, you, Indy. I'm not sitting here. Big dagger? I don't know. Okay. You flip flopper? He says,
You gave me this get, and he said, you know, Harei Ishti Megoreshet. You said, it's Kabbal get the Ishti, right? You said, it's Kabbal get the Ishti. Now, now you're getting him back, and also trying to back out of it. So who wins? For fifth, that says you to win. And his coach would point that out. He rebooted it's you to win, so they're out of that. Okay. Why did you to win? Because he's more, because we believe he's telling the truth, the husband's lying? That's Shadon Gemara, right? Shadon Gemara is. Well, hey, the husband believed Yehuda. We believe Yehuda. We say Yehuda's not the truth, and the husband's lying. That's not what Tosa says. What does Tosa say? It's not that we believe Yehuda's telling the truth, and the husband's lying. Rather, why does Yehuda win?
Because of the ADM Libra.
That's not answering my question. What does Tosa say? Tosa said, because... Where is this? Let's see. Give me a second. The aim of parsha is supposed to be tamigo, etc. No, certainly not. Rather, the king there was a parish, right? What is the favorite? Part of the notebook. The ha hemne came in shemotter b'yodo, al da came motter lo, she yehe le gerishin and yomer le gerishin, af of mishu v'shaker. What is Tosfos say?
He trusted him.
That, not that we believe Yehuda's telling the truth. We don't know if Yehuda's telling the truth or the husband's telling the truth. But when the husband gave it to Yehuda, even if he said it's a pikado, what he really meant was, we believe the husband. He gave it for a bikkurim, 50-50. But when he gave Judah for a bikkurim, he meant, I'm also giving it to the creatorship. Because anyone who gives a get of bikkurim to the Shlid Kabbalah is not stupid. Okay, tell us, assuming the husband's not stupid. You might need to know stupid people. We're not going to ask that question now. Tell us that any husband who gives a get to the Shlid Kabbalah, he's not stupid. He knows the Shlid Kabbalah might say that it was given for a gevurshin. And he thinks to himself, I'm giving this get to Yehuda as a pikado. But he's a Shlich Kabbalah. It's equally likely that he'll say it was for Gerushin. So why am I getting into this? It must be that, you know, it's also okay if it's for Gerushin. If he wants, even though I give pikado, if he wants, I also give it for Gerushin, whatever he wants. And therefore, if that's we believe Yehuda, we don't believe the husband. No, Yehuda's not the student giving for Gerushin, and the husband doesn't also give for Gerushin. Even if the husband free custom, he also meant Gavershin. That's the hit of the Tosfos. I'll read it to you again. But came there looking to all think all the ha hemne, what does that mean? Came to Mustard Yado, Al Dad came Mustard Low, this is the Dad who gave it to Yehuda. She gave him Gavershin, it should be for Gavershin, you don't want to want the same for Gavershin. I'll be with Shaker. That even if you delight, that's okay, I'm agreeing with for Gavershin. Why in the husband, you're getting agreed for Gavershin, even if that's not what he said. So what does the first getting say? The first getting put Tosfos and Tosfos together and said, what be you sowed? You don't need anyone else's testimony because we don't have to believe you who deserves forgivership. It's not that we believe you who deserves forgivership. It's that even if we don't believe you who deserves forgivership. So there's no nemanos involved here. It's funny. It's like, Yehuda says it's forgivership and we say, okay, he's divorced. It looks like we believe him. Tosfos says, it looks like we believe him. It's really happening behind the scenes. He says it's for Gerushin, and we don't believe him. But we know the husband gave it all Tanai, that if he ever said it was for Gerushin, he wants it to be for Gerushin. So now you can fulfill this Tanai of Gerushin. So now he's going to afraid the husband gave it for Gerushin. So now it's not that we believe you that it was for Gerushin. We think you're a liar, but it doesn't matter. Even if you're a liar, the husband gave you a trigger that you can make him have given it for the sake of Gerushin. So there's no nemanus necessary. If we see the get in Yehuda's hand and he says Gerushin, there's no nemanus necessary. Even if he's lying, it's for Gerushin. That's a big tradition post in the Sugya. So don't you know that? But Lishitata, Tosfos, is Lishitata, the Ein Anu Ma'aminim Lishlish, Ella. The apilu in hashlish mishaker
Habaal niskaven legirishin. It's not that we believe in the gave for girishin. No, the husband gave for mikadom. It's just that we've been under the husband gave for mikadom. We also meant girishin.
Rabbi, how does that fit into the words the hahemne?
Ah, the answer is poorly. The answer is most of the zochek in the words hahemne. It's not that the husband doesn't read the word hahemne loved up it. Not the husband admonished that you should believe Yehuda. Rather, the husband gave Yehuda the power that his words will come true. Not through the admonish, but through this mechanism. Now again, if the Nesivus made this up, you'd say, why is an Akron coming and making up a root Goldberg machine? When this sugya seems so pompous. But he's not making it up. Tosafot said it, black and white. He's just putting two and two together. He's saying, why does Tosafot think that it's not Kafi Dover if, after all, they're saying half and Yehuda's saying half? The answer is no. They're saying half. Yehuda's saying half is not Nemunas. Yehuda's saying half is just a trigger of a Tanai in the original Nesina, and really has no Nemunas whatsoever. That's because of Tosafot. We don't really, I don't know, because it says, forget how I am it, because it says, Shlut Neman. Not that the Shlut is Neman, it's that the Shlut is as if he was Neman, because his words come true. But you're going to read the Tosafot a lot of that. Tosafot and most Rishonim, I think. And, you know, but that's not the thesis at all. When I give it up, when I give it again, I said, hold it for me, let me touch. Oh, what I mean is, take this for a cousin or for Gershon, whatever you pick. Yes.
Authority. Give me authority.
But how? Because he thinks that's the only way to explain the subject. Okay, well, maybe in a few minutes we'll get to why. And I hope you did your homework to find you need people who disagree with Tosafot. So I saw a lot of people agree with Tosafot. Now, what did the Torah get not say? Let's just finish. What you can say, I'll see the Torah getting is just say, Tosafot the Baba Kama doesn't hold in this big fish, right? Everyone hears me, faces at me, because it's my fault that Tosafot wrote what he wrote. Like you think I'm making it up. I'm not hoping you're not reading Tosafot. I just understand there's a certain cognitive dissonance here. You read Tosafot, they say, nah, it must be he didn't really mean it. I'm just waiting for the head for how it didn't really mean it. Almost that Ben comes that Tosafot actually meant what he said, and then when you treat the master. But I'll see the Torah getting what you say. The Torah getting doesn't make a long distance to Tosafot. Don't get enough to talk about a comment right now. Maybe someplace else. He doesn't know. You wrote a lot of books, but not right here, right now. But I'll see the Torah getting. Again, hopefully you'll get to see the Torah getting a lot nowadays. The Torah getting, by the way, just you won't get confused. Torah getting wrote two books. There are two books called Torah getting. The Nesivus wrote two books called Torah getting. On Hilchos Gittin, one is a parish on the Gemara Sefer Gittin, and one of the parish on Shulchan Aruch. So if you see Torah Gittin and it says dot something, you know, the Gemara one, you see it says thin something, you know, it's the Shulchan Aruch one. I mean, you know, there's certain degree of overlap between them, obviously. And the Seamus wrote many, many different parts of the Shulchan Aruch, and one of the confusing things is, unlike in Chosh and Mishpat, where he just has one name for his peers for the whole book, but it makes it very simple. On the other books, he has, on some of the other books, he has different names. For example, on Yordea, I think he only has one name, Kamustas, right? Toshin Mishpat, Sivus HaMishpat, Yordea, Kamustas. But on Emunah Ezer and Orachayim, he has multiple names for the part that he did. So it's Torah Gittin on Gittin, obviously on Rafi Torah Gittin. The other part, it was Yaakov, like Suba, etc. Not for now. Anyhow, Peter starts getting what can you say? You can say also, Nemanus Lachod, they're not arguing about their rules of Eidos. They're not talking about Eidos. They're arguing about Shia. Right? Nemanus Flish. But, maybe Tosafot Baba Kama interprets our Gemara literally. And therefore, it's Chatzi Davar because they need help. They need the nemunus of the shlish in order to be significant. If you take our Gemara literally, you say, what do you mean? It's Chatzi Davar. They're telling the half the story, and we're believing them for half the story, him for the other half the story, that's Chatzi Davar. if you take it more literally. And our Tosa doesn't take it more literally, takes it around like Tosa here, says, no, we're reading them for everything. We don't believe them at all. So are we really modern the Shlish or not? Maybe we're really modern the Shlish that instead of Hati Dabar, because they need someone else with them on us to help them, as in the Sikha said. Who cares? They need, if they can't accomplish anything without two other people help them on us, but without one other person help us, that's Hati Dabar. Or we say it's a, now, by the way, this, those who've been in the theory before know, this is sort of like classic or analysis, right? When they argue about whether needing the Nemanah Shlish to accomplish something needs to cost number or not, they're always analyzing, we argue with the standard of cost number. They both agree that Nemanah Shlish is, they're arguing about cost number, they both agree about cost number, they argue about Nemanah Shlish. Yeah, this is basically where the first thing we went to the thing ever. So, yeah, so here, you could say, I have no evidence, I have no opera who said this, maybe in the back, but I don't know if they get into it. They could say they're arguing about the rule of Kasi Dahmer. You know, do you need to do all the Eidos necessary, or do you need to do all the proof necessary? Or they can be no, no. You need to do all of the Nemanah, all the testimony necessary. And here, you're missing the Shlish. But is the Shlish testimony, or is the Shlish an optical illusion, which looks like testimony, which is really a trigger, maybe that's the machlokas.
Okay, first of all, the local Maguire accidentally said the point of the din, like how we explain it, because what does it mean? Why is he Neman? Because he's Neman. That's just a weird way of saying it. It's because no, Neman built in.
Okay, so you're just saying maybe it does work.
Yeah, I think it does work. Also, Rav is one of the greatest things. You must move on. Like, what does that even mean?
Okay.
Things give him. And secondly, why can't we explain how they're viewing the process, like a micro or macro level? It'd be like, whether or not they're viewing, in our case, right, there's each step is individual. It's like an individual step, and it's a process in itself. While in the case of the field, but I think the in Vokami would say, no. We're looking at it as a garrison, meaning in order to be able to divorce the woman. And so every step within there is considered a hafidah.
Okay, so let me get back to this in a second. So we're missing the fourth answer. The fourth answer is also Kuyama, is the Ramban and Bacon Brasho. Right? The Ramban and the school of the Ramban. They give a totally different answer. It has nothing to do with anything else. What do they say? They say Apilu Rabbi Akiva. They're not, right? They're not, because the truth is they have other shots in the rip or other shots in Kahamari and Alpha. They say, even Rabbi Akiva, here's no problem with Chassi Dover. What he sowed? Someone tell me the lumda she sowed to the Ramban. Why is it not a Chassi Dover here at the ADM era? The Ramban, the Ritva, really all the big drush, the Ramban says this. In all the sugyas, when they get, when they start discussing Arvind and Parapiscavo, or Parapol, or however you call it, yeah, it's a hard pair to identify. Some people call it Parapol Omer, some people call it Parapiscavo, some people count it as a sixth pair, so it's a seventh pair. I don't know what pair. What do they say? They say that our sugya is fundamentally have nothing to do with Chassi Dover. Why? What are the ADM year thing? Are the ADM year like one Seder or like one year? They're like part of getting at a certain result? No, they say the ADM year are a full result. What's the result? All but it's only half a year, isn't
it?
But it's a full. It's a full what? It's a full shlichus. Shlichus is a halot. That's basically what they're saying. I know, I'm saying over a quarter slightly. Say shlichus is a halot. You don't look at shlichus as, oh, this is a half a gerushin. Shlichus is its own halot. This is a very fundamental hakira. Is shlichus just a detail that you need to know in order to accomplish something else? Or is shlichus its own halot, right? Is that mean or is shlichus really a halot? Or does that mean your shlichus is the background detail? You know, it's not everything you need in order to accomplish something is a halot. Okay, but maybe shlichus really its own independent halakhic category, right? This might have a lot of questions. For example, something we'll get to. How about bittul shlichus, right? Do you need to be mevatel shlichus, or is it enough to just like not want the shlichus anymore? If shlichus is really halos, maybe you need a formal bittul. If shlichus is just like a matter, you tell me you want the shlichus, no, I don't want the shlichus, right? You might have to do it after the meaning of duty, right? The whole question of Rashi and Tosos. And meaning maybe this is the Rishon as far as the Shitasan Zachalan Sholofana. I don't think Zachalan Sholofana of the Rishon as far as say is an Ungdin of Shlifas. An Ungdin of Shlifas, which is a formal meaning. Rather, Zachalan Sholofana is something else. So they say that Afila Rabbi Akiva, Kalos
Hashlifas Asma Kashin Dover Shalim. It's Shlifas, not half the Gershin. Shlifas is a Halo Shlifas. Obviously, Toto. There's nothing Shlifas in his own Halo that's a Dover Shalim. Now, again, you'll tell me here, well, maybe there are you going to stand in the Dover Shalim Kashin Dover, but maybe there are nothing nature of Shlifas. Maybe the thing is Shlifas just a detail of what's going to happen, or is Shlichot really its own Chalos? And again, it might not be coincidence that that Tosfos thinks that Zachin Lanus Tosfos really under the Shlichot says, you don't need a formal process to be a Shliach. If I want you to be a Shliach, you're a Shliach. Shlichot is just one of the background details. While the Ravan and says, no, Zachin, I'm over sharing part of it. There's no lack of time Shlichot. No, the kid can't be Shlichot. Shlichot, you actually need a formal Chalos. I could say the form of halos just that someone would theoretically be happy. So it could be that this list be tough by being complete with lobbying complete, but could be tied into a lot of other things that we'll get to. Again, we're building up some of the background here. Okay, but that is the four answers that I found to this question of what about Hatsi Tavar? Now we're ready to start here. Get into the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Let's go. We at least have to have the basic Gemara. I'm going to get a chance. Hit Mark. Oh, because we all have a here, should remember. The Haas, the Yehuda is holding a get, and the Baal says, I gave you the because of. What do you know? It's not, of course, give it back to me. You're a thief, but don't give it back to me. Yehuda says, what do you mean? You gave it to me, and you said, Skabal gets it on the street. She's divorced, I'm giving it to her as proof. Ami Neman, Rav Huna or Baal Neman, Rav Fitha or Shlish Neman. Rav Huna or Baal Neman, to be Isa, to Lagirish, and Yav, and Yalei, Lididah, Hava, Yav, La, Niyallah. Again, the way Rashi and Tosus read it. Rav Huna said, Rav Huna really says, I just have a side problem. What's the side problem? It's not mistaber to me the husband would have given it to Yehuda for Gerushin. Because if he wants the worst wife, he would have given it to the wife. If he wants the worst wife, he would have given it to the wife. So it's unlikely. There's a chazakah, let's say. I know it's not his word. There's a chazakah that it's not for Gerushin. Because why would he give it to Yehuda if he'd give it to the wife? Which is why all the Rishonim say that Rav Huna only said a sheet that the wife's in town. Otherwise, he didn't give the wife. She's 1,000 miles away. Right, but therefore, it's a chazaka. People don't give a get to a shliach when they give it to their wife. And therefore, there's a chazaka that it wasn't for Gibrishin. The husband entrusted him, right? By the husband giving Yehuda the get, he's entrusting Yehuda, whatever that means. Mestiv Rav Abba. Hodas Balik Me'e Edom Dami, Ushlush Nem Ushnam. Hodas Balik Me'e Edom Dami. Two people are fighting. One of them is Moda, that's Me'e Edom. The other guy wins. And what if neither of them is Modeh? What if Reuven says, I'm right, and Shimon says, I'm right? And there's a Shlish, the third guy holding the item. Third guy's more believed than both of them. Meaning than either of them, really. Ketzad, Zeo, Merkach, Zeo, Makach, Shlish, Neman. If Reuven says one way, Shimon says, Faker, the opposite, then the Shlish is Neman. So what do we see? There's Shlish, Neman. That's like Rav Chista. So, answers Rav Huna, Shani, Mamon, to Zeo, the Mechila. No, that's not a Dini Mamonos. Clearly, the context here is Dini Mamonos. Dini Mamonos is Mechila different. What does this mean? There are two ways to read this. The way Rashi reads it is that in Mamonos, there's a mechanism called Mechila. Meaning, think about it. What are we fighting about? We're fighting about whose gold bracelet this is, right? I say it's my gold bracelet. And he says it's his gold bracelet. And Yehuda's holding the bracelet. If he says, what do you mean? They don't give it to me, then I win, right? And if he says, what do you mean, Adi gave it to me, then he wins. But you say, maybe that's because we rasped it, because in Mamonos, the mechanism called Mechila, whoever gave it to him knew that he could say whatever he wants, meaning whenever he gives something to a Shlich, you're troubling them, right? Because you know they can say whatever they want. And again, we're assuming people are smart. Whenever I give something to someone to hold, I know he could say whatever he wants. If I know he could say whatever he wants, then I'm thinking to myself, and what if he lies and says it belongs to someone else? So obviously there's an omdana that I'm saying, well, if he lies, then I'm stuck. So why am I giving to him anyway? I'm willing to be Michael. Anyone who gives money to a Shlish is Mochel if he says it belongs to someone else. The mechanism of Mechila, but in Gerushin, there's no mechanism of Mechila because you can't be Mochel Ishish. Either she's an Ishish or she isn't. It's better if it's a matter. Neither there's no Mechila. Okay, that's the way most Rishonim say it. The Ron reads it a little differently. I'm not going to make a big deal of it. He says if the difference is not halachic, but psychological. In Mammon, where it's something people are often mochel, then whenever I give someone money, I mean that, okay, well, whatever you say, I'll go with. In Ishus, which people aren't usually mochel, people think much more seriously, right? I'm mochel money sometimes. I'm not mochel, my wife. I take that much more seriously. And therefore, since people take Ishus much more seriously, then Rav Huna says, just that I gave it to you doesn't mean I want to do whatever you say. No, I'm not going to only do what I say. Okay, so the Rav says it, use it as psychological. Mama, which people are mochel, when I give it to the Shlitz, I'm saying whatever you say. Marriage, which people are not mochel, when I give it to the Shlitz, I'm saying whatever I say. Psychological difference. Rav says, I'm looking different. In money, it works through a mechanism of mechila, but there's no mechanism of mechila for Ishus. Okay, in any case, it's not approved, so let's go weiter. Doesn't it say and also for getin? No, gite mammon, it means is get really just means dar. So it means shtaros of mammon. Ava tani v'chein l'shtaros. It says v'chein l'getin and v'chein l'shtaros. So obviously getin means literal getin, what we call getin, and shtaros means mammon. Midigabe dadin. These two prices are together. Not one price. This came getin v'chein l'shtaros. They're two prices. One says shlush nevim yishtayim etc. v'chein getin. One says shlush nevim yishtayim etc. v'chein l'shtaros. And they both mean shtaros of mammon, just in different words. Tonight, how about our Mishnah? Ha'isha shomers gavli giti tzricha shdei kidei edim. How about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says she needs shnei kidei edim v'amai. Why does she need two sets of edim? Lehem le shlush. Just believe the shlush. So the Gemara answers. Okay, we're not reading it carefully yet. Me cut off and give me two sets of edim lehem le. What do you mean? The whole case of Rav Huna said the shlush is holding the get. In our Mishnah, the get is obviously torn into shreds, right? So it. Is the get coming out from his hands? Is he holding that we should believe him? Of course, in our mission, we can't believe him. He's not holding the get. Then the Gemara says, Tenach Amar, fine, that's why we don't need two Edim of Amir. Kibel Lamali, but why? Fine, so I never understand why we need two Edim of Amir, but why do we need two Edim of Kabbalah? Not clear exactly what the question was. Amarav, Hamani, Rabbi Yelazar, Rabbi Yedam, Rabbi Sigharts, exactly. But in Rabbi Yelazar, it says you need Edim on the Masira. Okay, also not clear what that means. Amar Lamali, why do you need two Edim that it was? Torn, right? So the answer is, the question being, not why did you eat it was torn, like, why is it important that it was torn, and why do you have to tear it? Just say you have to eat him with Kabbalah. The answer is, of course, you eat him with Kabbalah is great. But, I'm reading Rav, Shat Xera, son of this mission, it happened to be written in time of the Xera, there's the Xera persecution, you couldn't have Jewish religious documents around, so whenever you had a divorce, you tore it up right away, and hid it, and, you know, and burned it, or whatever. So the Romans wouldn't catch you. And that's just the historical background, not that the Kriya is halachically significant. Amar Rabba. Okay, we'll have to come back to the Shaka Vatagir. Modra Huna, the Amar Evi, the Didi Amar, the Shlush, the Gerishin, the Amar, the Elimehemna. Huna says the Shlush not, but the woman says the Shlush told me it was for Gerishin, she's believed. Me to me, the Shlush, the Elimehemna, how could that be? If the Shlush isn't believed, how could the second hand testimony be better than the first hand testimony? The Shlitz doesn't believe the mother of Huna, then if she says, I heard from the Shlitz, why would she be believed? There's no way me saying I heard from you is better than you saying it yourself. Ella, no, right? What did Rabbi mean to say? No, what he really meant to say is. If she says, I saw the husband give it to the shlish for Gerushin, and for the sake of Gerushin, say, Skabal get del ishti, and then the shlish gave it to me, let's say, and then I'm holding it. Then she's believed with amigu. She could have said, the husband just gave it to me, and she would have been believed. So since she said, I saw myself, first thing after the husband gave it to the shlish for Gerushin, and she's believed. Okay, reasonable enough. Okay, let's stop here, and let us ask, one question. Tosos Dirmatul Shlish. Shlish Amar Lagirishin. Heirish, Shomer Shayashlik Likabala. Umayrik Shishnaim Shayidim Panenu Amra Yishavisa Isha Shlik Likabala Kidnam Mathithin. What the Machlok of Huna Rechitta? Machlok of Huna Rechitta is where there are Edi Amira. That's not Edi Kabbalah.
right? That's what I said earlier. If they're eating Amira, then this is the Kotlin for Chris that people are sometimes he's holding it over. Meaning, the Machlok of Rav Chisda, if they're Eidi Amira, if there are no Eidi Amira, everyone agrees it's worthless. If no one says Yehuda's worth anything, if there are no Eidi Amira, Eidi Amira means Minyan Shlichus. The Machlok is only if there are Eidi Amira. Who disagrees with Tosfos? Rashi. Which Rashi? Where am I? Oh. Sorry, here I am. I lost myself for a moment. Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Ve'amai. This is on Samas Aleph and Aleph in the 12th skinny line. Ve'amai, boy, Edom Klal. Why do you need Edom at all, according to Chisda? Lo b'kabbalah v'lo b'amira. Why do you need Edom for Kabbalah or Amira? The Amir of Yehuda should be good enough. Why do you need Eidi Amir or Eidi Kabbalah? Yehuda is good enough for that Eidi Amir or Eidi Kabbalah. There's a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos whether Rav Chisda only believes him if there are Eidi Amira or even if there aren't Eidi Amira. Right? That's an interesting machlokes. Now, shot in the Gemara. Is like Rashi or like Tosfos in the Shach Levitaria. Shot in the Gemara is like Rashi or like Tosfos in the Shach Levitaria. Well, let's read the Shach Levitaria. Like who?
It's like Rashi.
Because?
It doesn't say anything about Eden.
Okay, no.
You believe them.
Yeah, but we can do better than that. That's not very specific. Look at the Raya from our Mishnah, right? Tanan, quoting our Mishnah, Ishishamar Skabli Gidi Tzuch of Sheikh of the Edom Shtayim Shabu Vanein Oram Shtayim of Vanein Kibol Kara, but Amai, they have an able shlish, why not believe him? And they say, okay, they're not holding the get. The Tehachar are fine. Now you've explained why he doesn't need the Amira. But, now you've explained why he needs the Amira. But why does he need the Kabbalah? Sounds like Tehach Amira, sounds like until now we've been saying he shouldn't need the Amira. Now you've been saying he needs the Amira, since it's Tehach Amira, means until now we thought he didn't need Eidi Amira. So the Mahalach, the Pshat of the Gemara is Mefurish like Rashi. Tosfos has to be very nitpick. What does Tosfos say? In Dibra Maskel, Tainach Befaneinu Amra, Pirish Tainach, the Bedinsar, Shtayim Sheyem Befaneinu Amra, Umizelo Ayakadar Mi'alma, Be'olam. It doesn't mean now we understand why he needs Eidi Amira. He said that was really never an issue. It's funny, Tainach. Tainach Amra. Granted, all along we admitted he needed Eidi Amira, and it's not something we're admitting right now. Sounds like because of Mikan of Yid, which is a yadah, we're all of a sudden willing to admit she needs Eidi Amira, but wonder why she needs Eidi Kabbalah. So Tosfos has to be nifkag and say, ah, don't think this is something that now we're admitting. Lo touch me, Olam. We never really worried about that. Okay, so that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The question is going to be why Rashi says the Shita and why Tosfos says his Shita Mitzvara. Right, so what's the case of Rav Chisda? What's the case of Rav Chisda? Says Rashi, no Eidim at all. And the Nemanush Lich equal Eide Amira plus Eide Kabbalah. If the Nemanus is good enough to Eidi Amira and Kabbalah put together, he doesn't need any help. While Tosfos said, no, there are Eidi Amira. Then the Nemanus Shlish is only taking the place of Eidi Kabbalah. But of course, you need Eidi Amira. And then Rashi is Meduyak in the Gemara. Mendoyak in the Gemara, Taina, what was the Lashon? Taina Befaneinu Amra, which means Adkan Lo Hitzrachnu Eidei Amira, or Right, exactly. Good. I can lohi nachnu sheyesh eidei amir. Only now, now we understand why you need eidei amir. But tell them you didn't need eidei amir. And Toko would have to parry that and say, no. Heina really mean me'olam lo haya kasha lanu lama tsricha eidei amira. Heina, we always knew she needed eidei amira. Not that now we admit she's a Yamira. It's a funny reading of Pena, but it also belongs to do it. Okay, the simple shot, why would Tosfos be a Rafi? Rafi is better shot than Gemara. Rafi flows better than Gemara. Why? Because Gemara said, now that we know he's holding ripped up shred, we understand why you need a Yamira. But until now, if he was holding in good guess, he wouldn't need a Yamira. Tosfos says, now that you explained this, he needs a damn year, which he always needed. It was never really an issue, which is a funny way of expressing it. Why does Tosfos say his shock? Because what's the basis of his? What does the Gemara say is the reason why this flips his dama? Because the Baal believes him. What does the Baal decide? What's up to the Baal?
Just the giving
to get it up to the Baal. The Baal has no control or authority or nemanus over making sure that the Kabbalah, right? The Baal's not neman to say that the woman made someone a shliach the Kabbalah. The Baal, that's not the Baal's business. The Baal is bound him. The Baal is bound him on the Baal's business. And the Baal's business is the Kabbalah. The Amira has nothing to do with the Baal. That's where Tosfos is coming from. Tosfos is coming from. Most Rishonim disagree with Rafi because his nemanus comes from the Baal, and the Baal is only in charge of the Nesina / Kabbalah. The Amira has nothing to do with the Baal. So what does Rashi think? Or is Rashi also the Shitate? Most of the famous sheep of Rashi in the Sugya that Toko vociferously denied. What does Rav Chisda mean? The Shlush is Neman. Why is the Shlush Neman? What does Rashi say in one word that Toko had a conniption about?
Yeah.
Migo. Excellent. Who said that? Okay. Migo. Rashi says the Baal Nemanis is Migo. Sorry, the Shlush Nemanis is Migo. Oh, what does Rashi do with the fact that Baal was mom in him? Migo is not the Baal being mom in him. Migo is just the rule of Migo. So Rashi thinks, I mean, the Baal gave him Nemanis. The Baal put him in a position where he had the Migo and gave him Nemanis. I mean, the Baal nicked low Nemanis. The Baal didn't grant him nemanus. The Baal gave him a get, which put him in a situation of mingo, which gave him nemanus. So that's a Baal hemne bakifit. What's the mingo? What's the mingo? This shlish, Yehuda's holding the get. What's the mingo? Mingo is also what you could have. He could have, what does Rashi say?
He says, give it to the woman.
He could have given it to the woman. If he gave it to the woman, a woman holding a get is nemanus. Otherwise, ridiculous. Obviously, if a woman's holding her get, a woman comes holding the get. The husband said, you're holding the get? You got it from someone who I gave to her the because of. Of course, the woman's that one. I'll tell you why. Obviously, you know, we all know from like everyday life, if a woman's holding a get, the husband can come with a story and say, you're not really divorced because really you got it from someone who was holding it as a because of. No, the woman's holding the get, she's that one. He could have given it to the woman, and she would be Naaman. Therefore, through Migo, he's Naaman to face the Shlish the Kabbalah. And Tosfos says it's not the Migo. It's because of the husband gave him them on it. What even the husband gave him them on it? Here, says Tosfos, let me ask a simple question. I'm not going to continue the chart from here, but Naamanus. Says Rafi, Migo, the Hayanos Bang Laisha. Rashi says Migo. Tosfos says it is not a Migo. So there's a bunch of kapshas against him. He's a kapshas from the Sanhedrin, kapshas from his kapshas. He's a kapshas from later in our Sugya. So from later in our Sugya, we're going to say
that Rahuna admits that if she is a legal, she's not one. To have these orifices because we're legal. What do you mean? If it's a legal, Rahuna would be modest. That shows that there's a legal, Rahuna is modest. So when do they argue? They argue with no legal. Sounds like good proof. Okay, well, Grant's shaving it out of it. Probably goes peach sift about this. The simple shot is that there are different levels of legal, right? Simple shot is there's different levels of legal. What's the difference between the Migo Rahuna's Mode and the Migo that's a Machot Rakhitha and Rahuna? One difference is who's saying the Migo? Rahuna's Mode is the woman, if the wife has the Migo. They argue if the Shliach has the Migo. Maybe that's very different. Why would that be different? Because we discussed last year, I apologize for those who were here last year, okay, Kakira, what is the Migo all about? Is Migo just a psychological proof of something true? Because if he was lying, he would have done something else that was easier. Or does Migo, what we call Kohatana, right? Meaning, no, this the Baldover is fundamentally in a position of winning here. Okay, the issue is the Baldover. The Shliach is not. This speaking of Migo. The issue is Migo is the Kohatana. She had a court case against the husband. She is in the winning position here. Rabuna wouldn't argue on that. He wouldn't say, oh, I'm lucky. Kadabi doesn't hurt. You know, his observation about human nature of the Chazaka, that he wouldn't have done this, doesn't hurt. But Rav Kuka, if the Shliya has a Migo, what do you mean? He's not a Baldover. Migo is just telling the truth based on psychology. If they're from the Chazaka based on psychology, they don't tell the truth. Because why are the husband given them if the wife is in town? Or you could say the difference between the two Migos is the Migo Rav Kuka would admit is a Migo what she could have said differently. Instead of saying, I got it from the Shliach, well, I saw it in an endorsed Gerushin, she could have said, I got it myself. The Migo Rechitha is not what he could have said, what he could have done. I could have given it to her. A Migo, what you could say, is much stronger than a Migo, what you could do. One is, oh, I could say different words. The other is, I could have done something different. Maybe I could have done something different. It's a weaker Migo because you didn't do it. Then I could have said something different. So therefore, I'm not impressed with Tosfos. I'm not impressed with Tosfos. Kasha is, again, what's the problem with Rashi? That's what I need, like a remote that stops the. I understand it's not exactly the same thing as Shemesh B'Gibbo Zohi or Rashi Emekai alone. It's more of Connecticut Yankee King's Court in King Arthur's Court, but they would do.
You know, like they never fucking
knew. His life was much easier. All he had to do was stop the fuck. But the concept is how about, right? According to Rashi, Migo is a machlokes rapitha verapuna, but in the end of the sugya, when there's a Migo, Kuli Alma Neman. So Tos says, obviously, the Rechitza is not because of Migo. The Migo, the Kuli Alma Neman. Two ways to answer that. I don't know if that's what I'm saying is Tifta. Two ways to answer that. One way to answer that is that here, it's a Migo of a third party. And here, it's a Migo of a Baldover. A Migo Baldover is more powerful than Migo the Shlish because that's called a Tanya, not just a Nemana. Or this is Amigo de Haya Ose Maitha. This is Amigo de Haya or Haitha. Poing Taina. Ah, Amigo that I could have said something is much stronger. Amigo I could have done something is much weaker, either psychologically. If I could have said something, then obviously it's leaving. And the other thing, maybe somebody said I didn't do it, maybe it was too late, I didn't think of doing time, etc. Or you could have also. I have the time. I could have done something. I don't have that time. I didn't do it. So I don't think it's a strong kasha. Tosa says not amigo. Also, he says not amigo. Like the woman might not have accepted it from the shliach. Who said he could have given it to her? Me? She wouldn't have accepted it. She would have said, I don't want to get into a lot of things. Okay. But if we assume that the shliach and the woman are on the same team, then maybe they trust each other. She would have accepted it. In any case, what is the other option? And this, sorry, we'll have to end. The other option is that
I was trusting the truth.
Says Tosfos, the Baal
Hemino. Now, what does it mean the Baal Hemino? The Baal Hemino, Lomar, Dinosan, Lashim Gerishin. The Baal is momming him on the Baal's Inyan. Now, Rashi and Tosfos are beautiful as she tossed them. What is the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is Pachet. Rashi says, Migui could have given to the wife. If he had given to the wife, would you need any Adim? If she's holding the get?
No.
No, she's holding the get. She doesn't need him. You're already Kabbalah. Right? So, Alpi Migo, he's Nema, Bali Ede Amira, Bali Ede Kabbalah. That's the way Nigo works. Whatever comes in, I am Nema. Right? She's the Bali Shikate. And so, the purple Shikate, this is clearly Shikata. The Baal of Omimam and him, and how the Baal gave it. That has nothing to do with the Ede Amira, right? So, the Hamana Baal Lokia. Al HaKabbalah. Kabbal Ein Lo Shaiba La Amira, meaning, you know what I mean by Amira? I mean, neither Shlich is the Kabbalah. The Amana Baal certainly is told with this. When the husband gives it to you, he says, whatever you say, that's what I'm giving it to you. He understands what I'm giving it to you. That has to do with a month ago with your appointed earth. Oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm saying, whatever you say, that's what I'm giving it to you. So you don't need a Kabbalah. But of course, still need the Amira. Even if I give it to you and say, Kabbalah. You don't have a Yamir's Nino Shlitha Kabbalah. That's the first Mishnah. So we're going to talk about purpose. You talk about, we'll have to be a little more than my folks. We're going to talk about Mir Sashem next time when we finish up this. So, yeah. So to be continued, Be'ezrat Hashem Yifarach, we didn't get to all the Makaros, but we got to almost all of them. We didn't do the Tosfos Rush and the Ramban and the Ritva at the end. So we'll just finish up with that, and that's going to be our main question here, is what's the nature of this nemanus of the, what does it mean, hemne, et cetera? What, until I send out the new makaros, what else will we want to look at? It's a great question, exactly what we want to get into here, but I think we should look at the Rashba on our sugya when he quotes the Sefer HaEter. We should look at the Rashba on Sugya when he quotes the Sefer HaEter, and we should look at the Ramban when he quotes the Shod HaRit. The Rashba quoting the Sefer HaEter, the Ramban quoting the Shod HaRit, and then I'll send out more of course. Okay.
Yeah.